Standard Precaution Strategies. Standard precautions, SP, strategies are a series of evidence-based procedures used for all patients in all settings, wherever healthcare is provided, to reduce the presence of microbiology agents in a healthcare facility and to prevent cross-contamination between HCP, patients, and the environment. Key point: application of SP is the first step in preventing the transmission of microorganisms between HCP, patients, and the environment. Every HCP must decide when and which SP are indicated. For SP to be effective, essential IPC components need to be present, including administrative support. Administrators ensure SP are incorporated into all aspects of patient care. They provide guidance, support, monitoring, and correction, education. SP education, at higher and annually, is often a regulatory requirement. Policies and procedures. Policies and procedures must meet all regulatory requirements, be current, and be available to all HCP, plus access to reference materials. Institutional culture. In a culture in which patient and HCP safety is an expectation, adoption of safe work practices are integral and valued in IPC activities. SP include precautions for hand hygiene, HH, availability, selection, use and disposal of PPE, donning and doffing of PPE, resident placement, transfer, and discharge, respiratory hygiene and cough etiquette, use of patient care products and medical equipment, principles of safe injection practices, and compounding pharmacy. The extent that SP are required depends on the situation. For example, an HCP enters a resident's room with the goal of assisting them with daily hygiene and bathing. The HCP observes that the resident has vomited and is experiencing explosive diarrhea. The HCP sees that the resident, their bed linens, and the flooring are extensively soiled. Per SP guidelines, the HCP should perform HH and don a gown and gloves before assisting the resident. Key point: standard precautions should be used anytime healthcare services are rendered. Even when it is not suspected that there is an infectious process present,